Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the Southern Hemisphere, weather patterns have been very consistent, but now they're gone with the wind. Scientists suspect climate change has caused a shift in critical wind patterns, but they need long-term data to prove it. So, a team of historians and scientists is turning to an unusual place, the records of the New England whaling industry. Hannah Shenatry of member station WBUR has more.
All aboard for the transcribed premiere production, The Cruise of the Paul Parrot and the Thrilling Adventures of Whaling Days. The trim whaling ship, the Paul Parrot, has set sail from New Bedford in the spring of 1858.
New England whalers crisscrossed the world in the 17 and 1800s. They hunted far beyond where merchant and naval ships would go. Many whalers made it to the Indian Ocean. There, the westerly winds would bring them through the Southern Ocean and into the Pacific.
It was a hard life. It was a dirty life. For the most part, it was a situation where young men would try it for the adventure, and then they'd had enough.
Timothy Walker is a history professor at UMass Dartmouth. He says the whalers recorded the details of those adventures in logbooks. He recalls one entry documenting a high seas hit and run. Two ships passed in the night, one hit the other, and didn't stop.
But it was such a unique occurrence that I'd never encountered before that I found myself reading this multi-page description of what had gone on.
But what he's supposed to be looking for is something less dramatic, descriptions of the weather. Each of the thousands of surviving whaling logs contains meticulous records of latitude, longitude, and weather conditions. Walker flips through a log in the library storage room at the New Bedford Whaling Museum, just south of Boston.
So this is the weather from Tuesday, the 20th of January, 1880. First part of the day, wind hauled into the northeast, tacked into the south-southeast, light breeze with thick, hazy weather.
Those entries were used at the time to prove insurance claims. Now they're filling the gaps in modern climate science.
Wind is the primary thing that we are starting with.
Caroline Umenhofer is a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution on Cape Cod. She and Walker analyzed the logbook entries and turned the descriptions into scientific measurements, like knots or meters per second. The goal is to compare the weather patterns then to the patterns now. To do that, they need a historic baseline.
And that is hard to come by in most places outside North America or Europe, and especially out over the oceans. Having 30 or 40 years of records is actually very rare, anything longer than that.
Umenhofer is particularly interested in the entries made in the Indian and Southern Oceans because those areas are experiencing big changes. Remember those westerly winds the ships used to sail across? Turns out they've moved.
So there's a wind belt over the Southern Ocean, what used to be known as the Roaring Forties, the near 40 south westerly wind belt that has actually shifted further south and should be known now as Furious 50s.
Scientists believe that wind shift is a result of climate change, and those shifts have consequences. Gisela Winkler is a climate scientist at Columbia University. She says the wind pattern affects how the ocean stores heat. It also has a significant impact on our weather.
It's particularly important because it determines precipitation, which is, you know, perhaps the most important thing, you know, of all, where it rains and how much it rains.
Timothy Walker and Caroline Umenhofer have made it through about 50 whaling logs so far. And there are thousands more to go. They'll eventually feed their information into global databases to give researchers a broader and more accurate picture of how our climate is changing. They also hope to push their baseline even further back with logbooks from Portugal and the Netherlands. Their naval and merchant records predate the Yankee whalers by at least 100 years. For Here and Now, I'm Hannah Shenatry.